أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال تعالى: أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected and honorable elders, my brothers and my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, last week I had the opportunity of mentioning a few words on shukr and on thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having gratitude and showing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I did have in mind that I wanted to share a few more words on this topic. However, whilst I was coming to the masjid, a brother asked me a very nice question. And he said that if I am so engrossed in sins and I feel so far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So I was quite moved by his question. And of course I referred him to someone who is a specialist in this matter, of course. But something which each and every one of us can do. And if we feel this way, that we have committed a lot of sins, or if we find it very hard to leave sins, one of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He constantly mentions in the Quran is, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. That bring this thought into your mind and heart, that there will come a day when you will leave this world. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. Every soul has to taste death. This is the reality of this life, that no matter how long we live, at the end of our lives, there will come a time where Malakul Maut will come and extract our ruh. At that time, will I be ready to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if that time is to come in a few seconds from now, a few moments from now, a few minutes from now, am I ready to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I ready to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I ready to answer Munkar and Nakir in the grave? If a person constantly brings this into his heart and mind, he will find it very hard for himself to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each time, imagine a person wants to sin. Imagine you want to throw yourself into sin and you bring this thought into your heart and mind that it is very possible that whilst I'm committing this action, whilst I'm disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst I'm committing zina, whilst I am drinking wine, whilst I am doing ghiba, whilst I am backbiting about someone, it is very possible Malakul Maut comes and extracts my ruh and my soul. If whilst I'm committing this action, Malakul Maut comes and extracts my ruh, how will I answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in another hadith, that the way you live in this dunya, that is the way you will die. And the way you die is the way you will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. So imagine a person is committing zina and he leaves this world. Imagine a person is drinking wine, alcohol, and he leaves this world. What will be their state on the day of Qiyamah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. So if a person, he constantly brings this thought into his mind, once again, the number one rule is a person, he tries his utmost best to connect himself with a God-fearing alim and scholar. The reason being is when he connects himself with a God-fearing person and scholar, this person will be able to take him away from sins. He will show him the right path. And inshallah, he will teach him different methods of how he can stay away from this sin. But one of the main and one of the greatest methods a person can use is this, that a person constantly remembers his death and thinks and ponders over the reality of this world, that at the end of this life, there is nothing but death awaiting him. And this ajib, in the books of a hadith, we find many stories regarding a person's death. And this is a reality. We don't need any stories to show us. Every day we see, we hear that people are passing away. Still, our hearts have become so neglectful that when we hear about this stuff, we feel that, okay, this person has left. I still have a very long life ahead of me. You never know. We hear people in their 20s, in their 30s, in their teenage years passing away. So the time can come any time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. That death, no matter where you are, يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ, death will reach you. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا, no matter where you are, يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ, mouth and death at its appointed time will come and get you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا, even if you are in fortified fortresses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you can be in the most highest of places, no matter where you are, no matter how strong the security is, but إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَخْدِمُونَ. When the appointed time comes, when the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, that death is to come at you at this time, at this day, in this month, in this year, in that year, in that month, on that day, on that very second, Malakul Maut will come and extract your ruh and your soul. So my brothers, the point I want to drive home today is that to live a life of obedience, to live a life in accordance to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very important upon us to, number one, always have this thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. That is there. But at the same time, a person, he constantly has this thought in his mind that one day Malakul Maut is going to come. One day the angel of death is going to come and extract my ruh and my soul. And I don't want that while I'm committing a sin, because I don't know when my death will come. So I don't want when I'm committing a sin that Malakul Maut and the angel of death comes and extracts my ruh, because then there is nothing but disaster which awaits me in the hereafter. I'll just end off with a very amazing story mentioned in the books of a hadith, namely in Musannaf Ibn Abi Shaybah. There was a person, and many of us may have heard this story before, that there was a person in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, a young man, a pious man. He used to come and sit in the gathering of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. One day, he was seated in the gathering of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and he saw that someone is staring him. So when he saw that someone is staring at him, and he saw the look on this person's face, he became scared. And the person staring at him was none other than the angel of death. But he didn't know that it was the angel of death. So this person, after becoming scared, he came to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said to him, that, O Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, you are the Prophet of Allah and you have power over the wind. So please send me to such a far place where I am far away from this person, because I am scared from him. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam ordered the wind, and the wind took this person somewhere very far, and in some narrations it comes that it was a place in India. So once this person landed over there, Malakul Maut, he went and he extracted the ruh of this person. Now when the angel of death came back into the company of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that why were you looking at that person in such a way that he got scared? What was the reason for this? So he said, I didn't mean to. I was astonished that I saw I have to extract this person's ruh, his soul, in so and so place in India. But this person, in just a few moments, and right now, this person was seated in your gathering. How is this possible? So in this thought process, I kept staring at him and I didn't realize that I scared him. But he said that look at the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed and had made it such that his ruh and his soul was going to be extracted in that place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he asked you, you ordered the wind to take him over there and I extracted his ruh. So we can learn from this story that is ajeeb. The decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that no matter where we are, no matter where we may be, but if wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that our death take place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at its appointed time will take us there and will make Malakul Maut come and extract our ruh. So let us think over this, let us ponder over this, that the reality of this life is nothing. No matter what we do in this life, at the end of this life, we have to leave this world, and this so-called enjoyments of this life, the temporary pleasures of this life will come to an end. If we live this life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah we'll get pleasure in Jannah, we'll be enjoying the blessings of Jannah. But if we decide to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fall prey to unlawful pleasures in this dunya, then at the end of the day and in the hereafter, there's nothing for us except doom and disaster. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost give me and then the rest of us the ability to practice upon what has been said. May He give us the ability to prepare for our death before our death reaches us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.